This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said he had helped broker a 72-hour ceasefire in Sudan. Meanwhile, VOA Cindy Sain tells us more about the ongoing evacuation process for several countries, including the U.S., during the ceasefire.
A UN convoy carrying 700 people completed a dangerous 850-kilometer trip from the embattled capital Khartoum to Port Sudan on the Red Sea coast, as foreign countries and organizations continued to extricate their personnel from the violence between the two warring factions in Sudan. On Saturday, the U.S. military sent three Chinook helicopters to evacuate the American embassy staff from Khartoum. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
Russia has now threatened to scrap an initiative that enables the safe export of grain from Ukrainian Black Sea ports to world markets. The threat comes as the group of seven leading industrial nations warned they may impose more sanctions.
Russia's former president, Dmitry Medvedev, said Sunday that if such a ban happens, Moscow will terminate the Black Sea Grain Initiative. That agreement, brokered by the United Nations and Turkey, enables the vital export of grain from Ukraine's Black Sea ports to world markets through the joint inspection of vessels at a facility in Istanbul. Ukraine is the world's fifth biggest producer. Around 28 million tons of grain have been exported under the deal since July. Experts warn its termination could have a devastating impact amid a global food crisis.
Yeah, it's VOA's Henry Ridgewell. This is VOA News. Kenya's president says the starvation deaths of dozens of followers of a pastor are akin to the result of terrorist acts, as the new death toll has risen to at least 73. He said the pastor, who was in police custody, should be in prison. Paul McKenzie was arrested on suspicion of telling his followers to fast to death in order to meet Jesus. Total death, again, at 73, with 26 new bodies exhumed on Monday. Police official told the press, Associated Press, the Kenya Red Cross Society on Sunday said 112 people have been reported missing at a tracing desk up at Malindi, where the pastor's main church was located. U.S. Speaker Kevin McCarthy is vowing the new House Republican majority will approve a package this week that will raise the nation's debt limit and make steep budget cuts. AP correspondent Norman Hall tells us more.
Speaker McCarthy says the vote will happen this week on a partisan package that would raise the debt limit by $1.5 trillion in exchange for steep cuts that some in his own party oppose. McCarthy is trying to entice President Joe Biden to the negotiating table. Action is needed to lift the borrowing cap to keep the government fully paying its bills in a matter of weeks. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries say they are unwilling to negotiate over the debt ceiling. McCarthy also has challenges with Republicans. The hard-right House Freedom Caucus has yet to bless McCarthy's proposal. Norman Hall, Washington.
Closing arguments are heard in the Capitol riot trial of Proud Boys National Chairman Enrique Tarrio and four lieutenants. APZ Donahue has more details.
Prosecutors say the Proud Boys were ready for all-out war and were foot soldiers for Donald Trump. The five are charged with seditious conspiracy, plotting to forcibly stop the transfer of power. Prosecutors have repeatedly shown jurors a video clip of Trump talking about the Proud Boys during his first presidential debate.
Proud Boys, stand back and stand by.
Tarrio wasn't in Washington on the day of the riot. Defense attorney Nicholas Smith accused prosecutors of repeatedly playing the clip of Trump from the debate to try to manipulate jurors, and says there's no evidence of a plan to attack the Capitol. Seditious conspiracy is a Civil War era charge that is rare and can be difficult to prove. Ed Donahue, Washington.
After days of people forming long lines to get gasoline, Cuba's fuel supply crisis has increased dramatically, with authorities now suspending some activities and rationing sales. Universities in the provinces said that starting Monday, classes will be temporarily online. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.